Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 186, 186, and we are still on Psalm 91, personalizing Psalm 91 for life. So we are on verse 10. Remember, there shall no evil befall me. There, that's how you say it. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. We personalize Psalm 91. So, Bible in basic English says, no evil will come on you. And that's what we did in the previous episode. Now, listen to how message is another version of the Bible. Listen to how he says it. He says, yes, because God is your refuge, the high God, your very own home, evil can't get close to you. Harm, M-A-R-M, can't get through the door. Oh, wow. Listen to what Jesus is saying about you. He said, yes, because God is your refuge and the high God is your very own home, evil can't get close to you, my dear, and harm can't get through the door. So if this is this, a very simple way to understand it is this: what he's saying is that because of the one who lives in you, who has made you his temple, because of that person who lives in you, evil can't come near you, harm can't get through the door. So how very, very simple way of understanding this is, imagine that you are the president of a country and you are in a presidential villa. Wherever you are there, you have security. Serious security attends everywhere. Any single place where a president lives. And if you are in America and you are in the White House, you have a certain kind of security. If you are the Queen of England and you are in your palace, you have a certain kind of security. In whichever country you are, look at how the president lives. He has a certain kind of security. It's the creme de la creme security is given. It's a very top-notch security is given. He's given the highest kind of security because he's in that high office. And God is saying, because I am God, and I live in you, my security has become your security. I secure wherever I go. I mean, even a human being, if the president is secured, then how can God's own temple, God's own house not be secured? It's not possible. The kind of security you have is the best of the best, because what they have is trained men and trained women who are acting as security for them. But you have angels. The angels of God are your security. So when you go to the next verse, which is verse 11 and verse 12, he talks about angels taking charge of you and bearing you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Oh my God. God, my God, what kind of security is this? That the security people are bearing you up, holding you up. You are not walking. Look, you think you are just walking. The presidents will pay millions of dollars to have the kind of security you've got. Yes, my dear. Yes. Imagine what one angel will do in a presidential security entourage. Imagine what one angel would do. If you do not know what an angel will do, then I beg you, my dear, you must go to 2 Kings and start reading from 2 Kings chapter 18 and look at what one angel, what one, just a single angel did to the army of Assyria. Old Testament. We have it better in the New Covenant. We have it better. Oh, but that is an ancient book. Who told you? This God who we read about in the Old Covenant, Jesus said in Hebrew, Paul said in Hebrews, Hebrews 13, 8, that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So as he was with them, he is with us now. And we are in a better covenant. So in the next episode, I'll be talking about what this angel did to the Assyrian camp. And you have it better, my darling. There is someone. You are not alone. You are. Stop. Wipe your tears and stop saying you are alone. You are not. You have the best. I said, can you imagine what a person will pay for one angel? And you've got angels. You've got angels watching over you. You've got, go out today knowing angels are watching me. No evil will come upon me. No evil will come near me, will befall me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bye.